Hi, I'm JP Moses with REITips.com, and this is Real Estate Investing Undressed. Tonight I'm going to be interviewing Than Merrill for just a few minutes here. This is basically going to be an unscripted chat. My goal is really just to kind of briefly survey a new online classroom-style educational offering that Than's going to be releasing here in the near future. You guys have undoubtedly, if you've watched your inbox at all in the last week or so, you've seen little tidbits of Wholesaling University, and I should say right off the bat, it's going to be fairly short. There's not going to be anything for you to buy at the end of this call, just to kind of set an expectation there. And as you might guess from the title, this might be something that is of particular interest to anyone who's focused on or at least involved in the wholesaling or the quick flip arena of real estate investing. In my own real estate endeavors, you know, primarily I focus as a wholesaler. I have for a good number of years now. So when I heard about this, I knew it was something I wanted to size up, kind of get a closer look at. I'm glad to be able to do it like this in a way that might be of also helpful to some of my friends and colleagues here in the REI Tips community. If you do have a question that you think of that I don't think of that relates to Wholesaling University here in the next few minutes, write it down on a piece of paper in front of you, and if we get time at the end, I'll ask you to submit it at that point. Having said that, Than, man, thanks for joining me here for just a few minutes. I should let you know, I know you and I have spoken a couple of times, just very briefly, though. We really don't know each other, so I want to say right up front, my interview style is ruthlessly benevolent, and I want to be respectful to you as a colleague and an industry leader, but also I am an advocate for my subscribers, for my readership. So I know clearly, and I've emailed them out, you've put out a couple of what are, in my opinion, really well done, practical tidbits, you know, tips-style videos, the first one on probate and then on how to rank fast in Google, that are what I think is above average compared to what you see a lot of times when somebody's releasing a new product. So I appreciate you doing that. It was something I was proud to be able to send out to the REI Tips community, and very much in line with the kind of content I like to send out, very, you know, tip-style content. There's also, you guys undoubtedly have seen, there's a lot of buzz, a lot of emails hitting all over the place. The goal here is just for a minute to cut through the marketing buzz and get a crystal clear picture of what Wholesaling University really is, and maybe even more importantly, what it isn't, who it's ideally suited for, and even how much it costs. So we're going to go into that, but first, I need to acknowledge that some of my readers aren't necessarily going to know you very well. So maybe, would it be okay, could you just take a couple of quick moments and just kind of give us a brief condensed highlights of your story, where you came from, what you're known for, and kind of what's led you to where you are right now?
Sure. First of all, thank you for having me on, and JP, and thank you everyone for tuning in. I really appreciate, you know, I know you have a choice where you spend your time, so spending your time with JP and I tonight, we'll definitely try to make it worth your while. And I'll just give you a very short synopsis of my background. Some people may have heard me on a webinar before. Some people might not have any familiarity with who I am. And I've been in the real estate business for 6 years. And I got into the real estate business for a lot of different reasons. But really, you know, I've been an entrepreneur ever since I was a kid, and I've always wanted to run my own business, and I kind of fell into buying rental properties, quickly found out that that wasn't the quickest road to building wealth, and started out wholesaling properties, and we made a transition, my business partner Paul and I, who many have probably seen on the show, from owning quite a few rentals to selling some of those rentals off and getting into full-time just rehabbing and wholesaling properties, and our business really took off, and I always tell people, you know, the heart of our business is wholesaling, and that's, you know, we're known for rehabbing because you've probably seen one of our episodes before, or maybe caught a glimpse of one of the shows, but really the heart and soul of our business and what produces 80% of our income is wholesaling properties, and we're advertising-driven wholesalers. We do a lot of marketing, and I'm not talking about high, expensive, you know, dollar amount marketing. We're not talking about just running radio, TV, stuff like that. We do a lot of guerrilla marketing strategies on the internet, as well as direct mail, tried and true offline marketing strategies. And we go after these properties throughout the greater Connecticut area. That's my main office. We also have an office in San Diego, California now, which is a completely different market. But we approach the business the exact same way. And we basically have created a competitive advantage for ourselves by being the best marketers literally in the air, you know, anywhere in the Northeast region. And so I coach a lot of real estate investors, and I show them how to go into a new market, being a brand new investor, and just dominate with their marketing. Because if you know anything about real estate, and especially wholesaling, it is a simple game once you've educated yourself about the fundamentals of, you know, appraising properties, structuring deals. And wholesaling is one of the easiest ways to get into the business. But the trick is, how do you get consistent leads? And that's really what I consider to be my specialty. And we drive in a tremendous number of calls every single month. And we really have an automated way that we track those calls and we evaluate those deals and we figure out what's good and what's bad. And so I'd be happy to share some of those concepts tonight and talk to you a little bit about what we do there, as well as the university itself that we have coming up. But that's a bit about my background, my whole backstory. I played in the NFL for a couple years, 2 years to be exact, actually 1 year and one game to be exact. I ended up getting hurt, and I ended up at that particular time opening a restaurant after I blew out my knee, and I worked in a restaurant for I basically bought myself a job, JP. It was pretty miserable, and it was a Mexican grill, and I started it on my college campus. I guess I couldn't let college go, even though I was 25 years old, and I started this business, and lost a lot of money on it. I lost $60,000 on that business, yet it was the greatest thing that I've ever done from a business standpoint, because I learned how to run a business and what not to do. And through that failure came, you know, the greatest success in my life, which is starting my real estate business. And so, you know, I've been in different industries. We have multiple businesses now, but really the heart and soul of our business has always been wholesaling. It always will be. And I think it's, in today's market, probably one of the most logical niches to be in. So I'd love to just rap about that, and I'm glad the phone lines got cleared up here and I don't have a double voice anymore.
Right, yeah, sounds much better. So just to clarify, let me just make sure I got you. You started as a wholesaler, and then you developed into primarily a fix and flip rehabbing business. And then, but if I'm hearing you right, you have compensated now for today's market by putting a lot more emphasis again on wholesaling. Is that right?
Yeah, it's interesting. We started out buying rental properties, and we quickly tied up a lot of our capital, and I realized that we were cash-strapped.
Yeah, that'll
and
eat
so
you alive. I did the same thing.
Exactly. What's interesting, and then we started wholesaling to produce short-term cash flow, and it was phenomenal, and we started producing, you know, big chunks of change, and then what we did is we started investing and getting really heavy into rehabbing. And when the market was hot, I mean, we were absolutely killing it in that niche, but then the market slowed down, and I realized, you know what, let's get back, let's kind of push our focus back into wholesaling. And we've always wholesaled, but right now wholesaling is 80% of our business. And what I realized is the market's going to change, and all you do is really just adapt your niche. But everything in your business stays the same, meaning you have a certain way that you market. So I find my rehabs with the same, you know, I market the same way to find my wholesale properties that I find my rehabs, that I find my rentals. I just go after distressed properties, and we've always had consistent marketing campaigns. That has not changed. What's changed is our approach and how many wholesale deals we want to do in relation to some of the other types of deals. And the best way to limit your risk in today's market is obviously to wholesale. And I will tell you right now, we are buying and holding a lot of properties as well, because a lot of the properties, what was real interesting in our area and a lot of markets around the country, when I first started buying rental properties, a lot of them had some significant cash flow. And then the prices went up through the roof, and the cash flow literally dried up. Well, the prices have dropped down again, where a lot of these properties make sense to buy and hold. And if you can buy them at 60 cents on the dollar, you know, holding them is not a bad strategy. But really, to produce the long-term cash flow that you need, we've always used wholesaling, and that's always been our niche.
Now, are you talking about in Connecticut or in San Diego right now?
both markets. Actually, we also do a lot of virtual wholesaling. And there's, you know, what's interesting about the wholesale business is there's a lot of different niches. You know, people say, well, I wholesale. Well, what does that really mean? Do you wholesale in your own backyard? Do you, you know, there's a lot of virtual wholesaling going on where you wholesale properties in other markets. And we've done a lot of that because, you know, we end up coaching a lot of students. They end up finding deals, may not necessarily have the buyers. And so we've done a great job, you know, building a national buyers list. So we've done a lot of virtual wholesaling. And one thing that's really unique in today's market that's probably going to be around another 6 to 9 months, and then the opportunity will disappear, is bulk REO property wholesaling. And, you know, we're doing a lot of that right now. We're wholesaling properties throughout Ohio, Atlanta area. We're picking up portfolios of properties, and we're buying some and holding some, but we're also wholesaling and flipping a lot of those. And it's all done virtually. I mean, I recruit my buyers online. The majority of my marketing is done online to build a buyer's list, and we just turn those deals over in different markets. And what I've found out is you don't have to necessarily operate in your own backyard. I think it's more logical to start there because you can be more hands-on. You can appraise the properties. You can see the properties. And you just have a better feel in your own backyard. But once you figure out the model and you put it into place, you can go into any market and do the same thing. It's going to take a little bit more work, and I look for larger profit margins when I go into other markets. But other than that, it's really the same process.
Okay. So just to clarify, you started in the Connecticut market. You've expanded into the San Diego market, and are you saying you also have your – you know, your wholesaling tentacles out into multiple markets in addition to that through some of the students that you take in other areas, is that right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so what? Tell me this, and I want to get into wholesaling you real quick here, but I'm curious. Let's just take Connecticut and San Diego. Real quick, what are the differences, the keynote differences between those two markets? Because I'm sure they're distinctly different and your approach to them is amplified accordingly, but also included in that answer, have you modified your formula, like your buying formula or your Mayo formula, whatever you want to call it, for today's market in any way as well?
I have. In fact, obviously we've been more conservative about what we purchase. Here, I'll give you an idea just based on our business. Our rehabbing business, we've definitely modified what we buy. We used to take on, when the market was hot, we would buy two-bedroom homes. I mean, we'd buy one-bedroom homes and turn them into two-bedroom homes and sell them. I mean, we just did some wild things that I would definitely not do in today's market. You know, we are much more conservative about what we rehab and what we sell retail. What we have done, and I'll tell you the differences between, you know, the market just a couple of years ago and now. Number one is, we do a lot more online marketing than we ever did when we started. I mean, we were completely offline, just direct mail, signs. We did some bigger forms of marketing like billboards, TV, things like that. But now a lot of our leads, we've drastically reduced our marketing expenses, and a lot of our leads come online with a lot of things that we're doing. We've modified what we buy at. We do follow pretty much the Mayo formula. We've reduced that to, 65 cents. So we're not going to take on a property unless it's at a 65% margin or less. I will tell you, though, one thing that's kind of unique. We do a lot of reverse prospecting because we've focused so much on finding buyer leads. We actually have a pretty healthy buyer's list. And so what I will do is if the property, for example, if it's a retail property, I mean, the property doesn't need a lot of work. I'm going to try to sell that property retail. So this is a little difference in what we do. We will actually close on that property and turn around and resell it. So we use transactional funding in that instance when we do that type of transaction. Whereas when the market was, 2 years ago, we were doing tons of assignments. In today's market, it's a little different, though, because a lot of banks are shooting down larger assignment fees, and so you actually have to close on some of these properties. So one of the things that's unique is the market changes according to the mortgage products that are out there. And so that's why wholesaling university is so unique. I mean, this is not something, JP, that I talk about. You know, there's so many people that come on, and I hate to say it, they're in the business and they, you know, they did the business 4 years ago, were successful, kind of faded from the business, and now kind of just teach about it. You know, but they're teaching concepts that were very different 4 years ago when mortgage products were readily available. Well, now it's a completely different market. And so what we teach is current, up-to-date, what we're doing. One of the things that is a little bit different is I am more conservative, meaning I will give myself a little longer contract period on these wholesale deals than I did when the market was hot. And that's just because I know it might take me a little bit longer to find my buyer. So when I go to contract with a seller, I'm gonna extend that closing date, you know, as long as I possibly can, knowing that if I don't find my buyer really within a two-week time frame, then you're doing something wrong on that instance. So, you know, you adapt to what goes on in the market. You adapt to mortgage products that are out there for buyers if you're selling retail. I mean, if you're selling cash or you're selling and your buyer has hard money, well, the game's easy when you do that. But when you're wholesaling to a retail buyer, that's a little tougher transaction. So we just kind of adapt what we do. One thing that we've done is really in the past 2 years focused more of our efforts on finding buyers. I mean, and I'll give you some examples, some things that we're doing that a lot of people have probably never heard of, may not be doing themselves. I'll give you a killer strategy to find buyers. We go after for retail buyers because there's really two types of buyers that can buy your wholesale deals. You sell it to an investor. Majority of the time I do because a lot of the properties need work, so you're not going to sell that property to a retail buyer. But to find retail buyers, one of the best lists that we use a 720 credit score list or better. This is bought through Experian, Equifax, TransUnion, or credit agencies, and they sell this data to investors. And so what I do is when I have homes in a certain area that I put under contract, I immediately get a list for that particular zip code of retail. These are potential retail buyers. What they are is they're renting right now. They have a 720 credit score or better. They're between the ideal buying age of 23 and 45. They make a certain income. So what I will do is I'll look at the value of the home, and I'll run the numbers, and I'll basically say, okay, on this particular home, the individual would need to make at least $60,000 or more to buy this individual home. So I can even run my data by income and open trade lines. I can even narrow down to a couple open trade lines. So I can narrow down my prospect, and what I'll do is I'll hit them with really effective direct mail campaigns to get them to call me. And a lot of those homes will end up moving to those lists retail, and that's a very effective strategy.
All right, let me make sure I got this. I want to make sure I understand it. You're saying, I've never heard this before. You're saying that you get a lead in a particular area, okay, and then you might take that house, and based on some circumference around, you know, is it in the zip code, or is it like a certain number of miles out in a radius, or what?
What I do is I'll do a zip code search, and I'll run a count. And what I can do is I can run a count, and what a count means is the data company will tell me exactly how many people fit that profile. Sometimes the zip codes are huge, sometimes they're very small.
Okay.
So I try to get a count, and then I have an idea of what I want to target in on.
A count like a raw number, like, you know, 2,300 or something, in other words. And that would be Experian saying, hey, we got 2,300 people who have a 720 or better credit score, and between the ages of 23 and 30 and 45, and then based on that, you might narrow it further if the number's too big, but you're narrowing it down, coming up with a number that you feel like is a reasonable number for you to mail to, and then you're sending a real targeted direct mail piece to that person about that specific house, right?
Yep.
And you're getting,
right.
Give me specific, what kind of results would you expect? Like, how many letters or direct mail pieces would you expect to send out typically in that scenario, and what kind of response have you gotten?
We're very good at direct mail, and some people, if you've never done direct mail, I don't want you to be shocked by this, because national companies that do direct mail try to beat a 1% standard. And that's like millions of pieces that they send out on a regular basis for large insurance companies, things like that. We're at a little less than 2%, about 1.8% response rate from our marketing pieces. And the reason we get a pretty good response rate is we'll include a direct response marketing message with the piece. And what I mean by that is we're looking to sell the home. So we feature the home, but we also feature pretty targeted free reports that we give away. And what we do is we're very clear. What sells homes, it's funny. What sells homes is price, number one, and then marketing, number two. And so on our marketing pieces, we always indicate that this property is being sold under market value. That's what gets people to respond, is because everybody wants a deal. And so I might put that contract at 60 cents on the dollar, even 65 cents on the dollar, and be looking to sell it at 85 cents on the dollar to a retail buyer. And that's what gets people to respond. But also, we always give a general benefit, like a free report. And just think about it. If you're listening in on this teleseminar right now, you know, think of how many times you responded to something to get something for free. You put your name and email in a box to get JP's REI tips, and we do the same thing with our marketing for properties. And so that's a really killer tip that we use. That's for retail buyers. One of the best things, though, that we do for wholesale buyers, I'll tell you two killer strategies, real quick, two awesome strategies that I think many of your members may not be familiar with or may even be going to but approaching it the wrong way. Best strategy to find – I'm going to give you the number one strategy to find hot investor buyers. These are not retail buyers. These are people looking to buy properties, fix them up, turn around, sell them for a profit. Number one strategy is to go to auctions. There's no better strategy because the buyers have pre-qualified themselves by being at the auction with a check. They're buying in today's market. They're buying right now. And a lot of times these auction companies and or if you go to ushomeauction.com, that's a great example of a large private auction company that puts on huge auctions that you can go to. Now, those are in some of the major markets. So you might be saying, well, what if you're in a smaller market? Go to your local auctions, your local foreclosure auctions, because you will find buyers right there. And we have a presence at our auctions every single week. I don't necessarily go. I have people from my office go and gather business cards and basically put them on our buyers list. Well, that's one killer strategy. I'll give people another killer strategy we use. It's totally free. We shoot little videos, and these are little videos that we then use a website called TubeMogul, and we'll shoot those videos out all over the Internet, optimizing them for certain keywords in our area. And these are just little commercials that will drive traffic to what we call a squeeze page. And that squeeze page will suck the name and email and phone out of the potential client. And we offer a free report, and we also offer basically under market value properties. So we tell them, hey, go to our hot market properties website. We'll notify you anytime we have a property in the near future. And just doing those things, I mean, we're adding buyers to our buyers list every single day. I look at the numbers every single month. And doing simple things like that, pretty soon you'll realize you have a pretty large buyers list. I mean, I have students that have buyers lists of 15,000 people. We have new students who come in and literally in 6 months have a buyers list of 1,000 people using the strategies. And those are all things that we're teaching within Wholesaling University.
I knew of your video marketing because I caught your YouTube channel and subscribed to it. So,
cool.
So I've seen your videos and I know exactly what you're talking about. And it is you do it very well. It's not it's not like you have to have video editing software and make it fancy pants video. It's very simple, very straightforward. If I'm not mistaken, you do it with a flip cam. And
you're exactly right.
And it's done and it's up there and it does its job.
It's true. And the whole campaign, what it cost me is $125 to buy that flip cam. So I got this little flip cam, plugs right into YouTube, create the little commercial, blast them out, and every once in a while I just go online and update the, re-blast the commercial out again, and then we do some little simple things to optimize the videos so they stay up there. And it's a pretty effective strategy, and it's not like one strategy. What's interesting, people are always looking for the magic pill in real estate, and I wish I could give it to you. If you had a magic pill, JP, I would take it. But it's really not. It's just putting together sound marketing strategies as a wholesaler, and then being trained on how to evaluate, how to capture all those leads when they come in, and then how to evaluate those deals quickly. Because you'll get a look, and out of 25 leads that we get, we'll generally find one good deal. So all you have to do is approach the business from a number standpoint and say, hey, if I want to buy two homes this month, I need to get about 50 leads, and your leads will directly correspond to how much money you make as a wholesaler.
All right, let's bust on through. I know we've already kind of reached the 30-minute mark, and I want to be respectful of your time and everyone else's. Can you give me a few more minutes because we need to get into wholesaling you?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, we kind of got a snapshot of where you came from, what your business is like today, and that you're active in the market. We've touched on this a little bit, but can you just quantify in a real clear way what is Wholesaling University and how did you first get the idea for it?
Sure. Well, Wholesaling University is essentially a coaching program to teach you different niches of the wholesaling business. So in this ongoing monthly coaching program, what you're going to learn is all of the different forms of wholesaling. So we're going to start with traditional wholesaling, learning how to wholesale deals in your own backyard. So I'm going to go through literally all the different marketing strategies that I use in my own local market to bring in leads from sellers. I'm going to go through how to evaluate those deals. And more importantly, I'm going to show people on an ongoing basis how to set up and automate all of the different things within their business, from literally email service provider, you know, how to set up a database, how to capture all your calls using, you know, simple, inexpensive technology so that you don't ever lose any of those valuable leads that come in. And I'm going to show you how to set it up so that you can do this on a local basis. And then we're going to go through a lot of different strategies that we use to build a buyer's list. And the great thing about the university, it's completely online. So it's a combination of live trainings and very detailed recorded trainings. But if anybody that's listening today has seen or been through some of the actual training videos that I've released over the past couple days, you can understand the level of detail that I go to and the way I chunk down the business, because the reason it's superior to, say, a seminar, I can't even count how many seminars. I go to these seminars, and I still go to seminars, and I still learn a tremendous amount. But what happens is you learn it all at one time, and then you come back, and you're almost paralyzed by fear, by not knowing what to execute first, not being able to revisit, not being able to get, you know, ask questions as you implement things. And the site was actually, the reason I came up with the site is when I started out investing, I wasn't technologically capable. I'll give you a little backstory. Meaning I knew how to sort of use the internet. I knew some very simple things, but I was just hustling properties over the phone. That's all I was doing. And I was working so much. And I actually went to a site, a really good site, and the site taught me, it was all online videos, and it was all about different, uses of technology, you know, from simple things like how to use Microsoft Excel, Word, things that I really knew a little bit about, but I never mastered. And so I sat there, and over the course of a couple of months, I watched some videos every once in a while. I'd go around and play, and I'd clean up some things in my business, and I was, you know, just doing simple things with spreadsheets, and I was like, man, this is the superior way to learn. So I said, so as we got going and we revisited it, I said, I'm going to start an online university that basically has the same effect that those videos have for me learning technology, and I want to teach people the real estate business. So it's education on steroids, on demand, anytime, because all the videos are housed in an online learning portal, and students are going to come in there, create profiles, you know, locally, and so you'll get to network with a lot of the local investors in your area within the university itself, as well as on a national basis. There's a forum, there's blogs. And then what we do is we do three live trainings every month, They're non-selling trainings. They're highly detailed trainings. The only time you will ever be offered anything in the university is if it's a tool like a call capture service or something that your business might need. There's no pitching. And then what I do is I also have industry experts like JP, who has a certain specialty in a certain area. Like a guy might be an expert in Google AdWords, and I'll have bring him into the university to teach a class, and there'll be three of those classes every month as well. So people are going to get six classes a month, and it's an ongoing monthly coaching program, and we're going to cover all areas of wholesaling. We're going to go through traditional, then we're going to venture into virtual wholesaling, because I will tell you there are some markets that are just plain not good, and so a lot of they suck. Let's be honest, they suck. And so a lot of times in that area, how do you invest? Well, you invest virtually. So we're going to teach you that. I also have some experts coming in to teach classes on commercial wholesaling, tying pieces of land up, tying, you know, shopping centers up. And it's a different process. It's a completely different process. It's not what you do with a residential property by any means, but yet it's still wholesaling, and it's still one of the best ways to profit. So that's what we're doing with the university. It's geared for wholesaling. We do bring in a lot of other experts, you know, who have other niches who aren't necessarily wholesaling related, like setting up a corporation, but as a wholesaler, you need a corporation, you need things like that. So it's a pretty comprehensive university, and that's kind of my my 5-minute elevator pitch on what it is, and you know, what is it not.
Let me interrupt you real quick. And I just want to recap some of the things you said and make sure I got them. And in the process of doing so, I want to answer one of the other questions I have, and that is what sets this apart? Because, you know, there's no shortage of – there's no shortage of education for real estate investors out there. And there's no shortage of education for wholesalers. And some of it also very good. You know, I mean, some of these people are friends of mine who have existing courses out there, Vina and Steve Cook and some of these people – but I can see some things about what you have here, as I understand it, that are really unique. You know, one, you've already mentioned, it's completely online. So you're not, if I'm understanding, there's not a big box of stuff that comes along with this. It's all digital. So, you know, if you're someone who really can't stand learning from the computer, this may not be a good fit for you.
It is online. You're exactly right. What we do within the university is you can download the videos, just so that people are aware of that.
Okay, so you don't have to listen online. You can download and watch it at your leisure.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The other thing is, what makes it really unique is that it follows a curriculum. And so there's two things. What we do is we follow a curriculum basically showing you how to set up a wholesaling business. And for some people this might be, hey, I want to do 3-4 deals a year. Well, there's certain things that you need to set up. And as far, you know, I'm not trying to impress people, but what we do online, there's nobody else that does what we do online that I have seen. And, you know, there are some people out there that do a lot of cool things online, but from a real estate investing standpoint, teaching you what we do online, and it's simple things. So many people get intimidated when I talk about, you know, using the power of internet to drive in leads. Well, it's really pretty easy, and the reason I say that is I was technology incompetent when I started this business, and over the past couple of years, quickly picked it up, and I'm going to be showing people exactly how we did that. And then the marketing is really one of the most unique things that we have, teaching you all the marketing campaigns. So I'm going to start, for example, I'll go online. We're going to show people in the university how to set up a blog, and people are, a lot of people are going to say, gosh, seems pretty tough. It's actually very easy to do. We're going to show you exactly how to blog, what types of articles to write, how to get those articles out there, basically working to drive in leads for your real estate business. And it's very detailed. If you watch any of our training videos, this is not an overview. So many, you know, what's interesting is you cannot teach. I don't care how skilled you are. But if you think you're going to learn the real estate business in a 4-day seminar, you're kidding yourself. And so that's why on an ongoing basis where you literally follow a step-by-step program every week. And so what I'll do is I'll do a training video, and then I'll give people something that they have to implement before the next week. And so it's an ongoing coaching program. So it's, you know, so much, and I hate saying bad things about seminars because I put seminars on, but I know the way people learn, and I know the accountability that people need. And then having not only that, but just imagine, you know, so many people go to seminars and they meet some great people, but they have no way to stay in touch with these people whatsoever. They have no way to form a peer network of other like-minded individuals who are all looking to kind of achieve more. And it gets that mastermind effect, which, you know, I'm part of a mastermind group right now, and it's probably the best thing that I've ever done. And so
within the walls of, I'm sorry, I want to make sure,
sure.
We get to squeeze this in. Within the walls of the Wholesaling University, are you saying there's some kind of a social network platform where the people can engage each other, not just consume the content of the curriculum, but interact together?
So what they do is they set up student profiles within the university, and it's not Facebook. You know, I mean, it's a little different. What they do is they set up profiles by region, so you'll know who's in what region. And then it's completely up to you how much information you want to share with each other, but you have the ability to, you know, converse back and forth. At the same time, we do a lot of things to keep people involved. And let's face it, when you're a real estate investor, you need somebody to give you a kick in the pants every once in a while. So we will run contests, you know, constantly within the university, sharing resources. And I've found that that works the best. To involve people and to get people to actually take action, you know, the great thing about the U.S. and although we're in, you know, a downtime right now is my thinking is the way we've structured and been successful as a country is we're competitive by nature. In fact, I've been to a lot of other places and I don't think I meet any more competitive people than in the U.S. And so we create this competitive spirit within this university so everybody achieves more. And that's really, you know, just like we've been doing, if you've watched any of the videos, you know, I had everyone set up a Google business listing, which is really simple to do. It takes like 15 minutes to execute. And we run competitions. And what you end up finding is that people end up doing a lot more and having a lot more success. And just, you know, being an entrepreneur can be lonely. I hate to say it. I've run, you know, multiple businesses, and a lot of times having a peer network of people that you can communicate with is just amazing.
Stan, you have a home study course on the topic of wholesaling. Is the Wholesaling University designed, is the curriculum designed to take the place of a home study course or some kind of a focused education like that, or is it designed to supplement and amplify something like that?
It's designed to complement that. Our wholesaling system is basically our whole home study course is for, I'll tell you who it's for and who it's not for. It's for people who literally want to implement things faster. Because within the university, we're going to be going step by step. And the whole wholesaling home study system, many people are probably like me and they want to get started and they want to get started now and they want to execute. And that's what the system is designed for, because I show you literally how to get your first deal done if you've never done a deal within your first couple months. And if you're already doing deals, my goal with that system is to double the amount of volume that you're doing. And basically I break down everything within my business. And it's the fastest way for people to have success is to use that as a complement to the university.
All right, so you're going to open this thing up this week, is that right?
I'm going to open it up Thursday at noon,
okay.
At 12 p.m. Eastern, and I guarantee there will be a tremendous number of people that sign up for sure.
So when you open the doors, I know shortly thereafter those three live training sessions a month will begin. What will already be there?
Inside the university waiting for people is going to be my entire profit map collection. If you've watched any of the training videos that I've sent out, I'm huge on mind maps and basically taking all areas of the business, chunking it down, and then breaking it into a step-by-step detailed, what I call my implementation maps. Basically, if I were to show you how to execute a probate marketing campaign, I'm going to give you one of these profit maps, and you're going to essentially follow it step-by-step to execute it. So it's basically your checklist for different areas of the business. So it's going to, all of those maps and audio trainings are going to be inside, as well as an 8-week training that I did on my top 5 marketing strategies. That's going to be sitting inside the university waiting for people. So literally Thursday afternoon, you can start going through that. And then the live training is the next week, the first live training. And so, you know, the doors aren't going to be open very long because obviously we got to get started with the university. So the first live training will be that following week, and then it's going to happen every week, and you'll get updates once a week of what classes are being held, when they're being held, and if you miss them by any, and you will miss classes, believe me. If you miss classes, we record everything, and we put it right into the university. It's generally posted to the university within about 24 hours.
And I know you guys were, I don't know exactly when it's going to be by any means. We haven't planned that yet, but you guys were gracious enough to ask me to teach a class, and I guess maybe I'll just take this chance to let people know that I'm going to be teaching one of these. And one thing I have a kind of a particular area of expertise on. I mean, I know wholesaling, you know, that's my thing, but you know, a lot of people who are going to be teaching these classes know wholesaling. So one of the things I did is I started my own local REIA group back in 2000, and actually right when I started as an investor, I started my REIA group simultaneously to my investment career because everybody says you should find your local REIA group and join it when you're a newbie. And I didn't have one here, so I grew that very successfully from about 18 people in the back room of a Shoney's to over 600 before I finally retired in 2006. And I can tell you there's some real power in being positioned as a leader locally because you are – by nature, even if you're not an expert, you're by association of that, you're an expert, and you're very well connected with a lot of, you know, basically powerful, important players in the real estate arena locally. It really enhanced my business, and I can tell you almost every deal I've ever done has involved someone I have met through that local REIA group. So that's something I have particular expertise, and I'm proud to be able to contribute to what you're doing because from what I understand of it, and I understand it even better now, I really like it. I like what you're doing. I agree with you that there's not anything else out there like this. There is some very good education out there, but nothing that is like this. And I was just, you know, I'm a writer. You know that. I write a blog. And as you were talking, I was trying to kind of bring this to a head and maybe like one sentence describe this. And what I came up with is this is an uncommon, systematic approach to an ongoing, continuing education in today's wholesaling arena, and that just kind of brings it all into like a one statement to me. What's it going to cost? I mean, we haven't even got to that, and I should. Well, if it's okay, I know we're past half an hour, and we really need to wrap this up. But would it be okay if I just got a couple of questions in at the end of this as well?
Sure, okay. No problem.
Could you tell us, though, what's the investment for the university?
Sure. I'll be very straightforward. It's $97 a month, and I think when people get inside that university, they're going to realize that's probably the best value they've ever seen. So it's $97 a month. Our home study course, if you go to my website, it is $11.97. We are going to be making a one-time offer just for people who sign up for the university to get that course for $497. And I've never offered it up at that price ever before. It'll never be offered up again. But if people are joining the university, I want to give them that opportunity because they'll be that much further ahead as they go through the university. So
okay.
Pretty straightforward.
All right. Before we take some questions, and if you guys have questions, I can't promise you how many we can get through, but you can go ahead and put them into the webcast page there, and I'll just knock through a couple of them here. Is there anything that we should know before Thursday? Or
yeah, just I'll tell you, definitely go there to sign up on Thursday. I will let you know, I don't know how long we're going to keep the doors open. It's not going to be for long, and the reason is I know we'll get a ton of tremendous number of people in that university, and obviously we have to get everybody set up before we get started that following week, so definitely go there on Thursday.
Okay. All right, let's see. I do have a question here. It doesn't say who it's from, but they say the question is, where do you get the list from? And I'm assuming they're probably talking about your Experian 720 credit or better list.
Yep.
Go to Experian, I guess.
Exactly. We get that directly from the credit agencies themselves. All three bureaus sell data, and you can get that information from any one of the bureaus.
So you can just maybe just go to like Experian.com and contact them directly?
Yep, and there's also other data providers out there, like Sales Team Live, Selza can get their hands on that data as well. So if you use them for direct mail fulfillment like we do, then that's another data provider that can get it for you. And there's a lot of data providers that buy that list. Yeah, so you can get it from any one of those data providers. It's actually fairly easy to get.
I got one here from AJ in Corona, California. Are the 6 classes per month part of the tuition? And I believe the answer is yes, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that is exactly what the education you're getting. So there's going to be 6 classes. You'll always be notified ahead of time. There's a calendar where you can go and basically learn the classes. So, yeah, it's definitely something that you'll know long, well ahead of time what class is being taught that week and what's ahead, just so you can schedule everything if you want to jump on those classes live.
All right. Jim Henderson has a question. Says, what is the typical percentage of profit on each of your wholesale deals, and are the retail deals a higher profit margin typically?
Yes, the retail deals are a higher profit margin. They do take longer to close. Typically, you can make, if you're doing things right, meaning if you're trained, it's interesting because I meet a lot of new investors who are in areas, and they say, well, I can only make $5,000-$6,000 a wholesale deal. How are you making that kind of that much money? Well, it has to do with a lot of different things. It has to do with how you market, how well you negotiate. If you're doing everything optimally, meaning you're marketing the right way, and you've been trained as a negotiator when you're negotiating with these sellers, you can make about 10% a deal of the value of the property. So if you purchase a property for $100,000, you can turn around and sell that property for $10,000 profit. If you're in a $300,000 neighborhood, you're doing things the right way, you should be pulling down, close to $30,000 a wholesale deal. So it really depends on where you live. And that's what I've seen over 6 years from my own business and from some of our top students and what they're doing. So those are not numbers I just pulled out of a hat.
Okay, but here's the question for you, and I'm just going to shoot straight with you. Is that $10,000 or $30,000 real numbers or flip this house numbers? Because we all know on those TV shows sometimes they don't take all the expenses into account.
One thing you'll notice, though, I'm gonna stick up for myself, of course, but I completely agree. In fact, the show started long before we ever got on the show. The number one thing, though, is if you ever watch one of our episodes, we've never had an episode air where we don't cover insurance, where we don't cover holding costs, realtor commissions. So if you look at our numbers, that's the one thing that I was very cognizant of because we have a lot of students, and I want them to see the reality. I don't want them to see purchase, sale, profit. I mean, it's not like that. You have holding costs. 15% is generally, about average. If you're doing things wrong, 20% is your holding costs. So when it comes to wholesaling, though, those are numbers because you're not doing anything in between. You don't have holding costs. You don't have expenses like that. You're putting a property under contract, and then you're just remarketing it to another buyer for a higher price at 110.
Right.
Your success will be based on how well you negotiate, how large your buyer's list is. If you have a small pool of buyers, well, your profits are going to be smaller when you start out, but then as you grow your buyer's list, you'll have more to choose from.
All right. Well, why don't we wrap it up? We already went way past half an hour. We're at 53 minutes right now, and I appreciate it. I know here it is Sunday night, and I want to say thank you to everyone who is listening online and everyone who's listening on the phone, and especially to you, Than, for giving us a chunk of your evening here. I'm excited. Wholesaling University is coming out Thursday. That's Thursday what's the date? I don't have it off the top of my head.
29th.
Thursday the 29th at noon Eastern. You guys got the details. You got the scoop. I feel like I've done my job. And if you're in the market for some continuing education, some serious continuing education in the wholesaling arena and in supplemental areas that are related to the wholesaling business, like we talked about earlier, then I think it's definitely something worth checking out. I hope this has been a helpful part of your due diligence. And that's it. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much, DJP. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, everyone.